On Monday evening, your group, Kentucky as One, premiered your video on Facebook and YouTube. What was the reception like?
Well, it was amazing, actually. We had over 4,000 views within just an hour and a half, I think. And the shares were approaching 100, I think, at that time, and it's way over that now. So all of the comments that I've seen have been very appreciative of the song, and so we're just really excited about what it can do and how far it can reach.
How did you come up with the idea for this project?
So the idea for the project was actually Jeff Evermans, and he's a guy from Winchester, a songwriter, and he pulled together the organizers of the project, which are myself, Bob Stamper, Jeff Everman, Erica Gaines, and Nate Jackson. And so we collaborated on the songwriting part of it. Jeff brought part of the song, and then we all collaborated to finish out the songwriting. And then we just said, you know, somewhere in those conversations, we thought, man, it'd be a really cool idea to bring artists in from all over Kentucky to record this. And so that's what we set about doing, and it took about 30 days to get the artists together and collect the recordings and, of course, do the mixing and mastering and editing and all that stuff, you know, post-production, and which is a bit of a challenge when you have people recording on, you know, their personal cell phones and that kind of thing. If there's, you know, it's not like bringing a group into the studio.
Right.
A lot harder to pull together, but we managed to do it, and I think the end project came out very, very good.
How many people total worked on this project?
Over 20, I want to say 22. There was a bunch.
Did you know all the people before you got started, or how did you find all these people?
So I think each one of us kind of brought in people that we knew that would be good contributors to the project. The drummer and initial bass guitar player were from my church. We had a keyboard player from my church as well. And then we had another bass guitar player play some bass lines and stuff in it. And that was somebody that either Erica or Jeff knew. And then the other three people just reached out and invited other singers and musicians to send us stuff. And so for 2 or 3 weeks, we were getting instrument tracks, you know, like every day, and trying to get those mixed and edited and put into the project. It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun to work on it.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to guitarist and songwriter Bob Stamper about his group Kentucky as One and their song We'll Get Through This Together. Bob, what would you like to see happen with the song?
Well, first of all, you know, our main priority is to just encourage people who hear it. Everybody is struggling in some way, even if it's very minor, all the way up to those that are truly struggling financially, have lost their jobs, or have got sick or whatever through this season. And so we want it to be an encouragement, first of all. We would love for other people to re-record the song and continue singing it across the in other states and across the nation. And so we've also made available on our website, not only can you buy the download, but when you buy the download, you also get the background tracks, or some people call it a karaoke track. And there's two versions of that, one with and one without the choir, so that people can record their, you know, own vocal group singing it with our music, or if they want, they can, it includes the chord chart too, so they can pull their own musicians and record different versions of it and so forth. Just because the words are so powerful, we think it has a message that everybody needs to hear right now.
Where can people go to watch the video, listen, download the tracks?
So we have a Facebook page, Kentucky as One, and so you can search for that on Facebook, and you should find our Facebook page there, so you can listen to the video. It's also on YouTube. And then if you go to KentuckyAsOne.com, that's where you can buy the tracks. And we'll have some links to the YouTube and Facebook channel on there today. Actually, the links are already up there today. So.
And the money that you raise from people purchasing the song, what's going to happen with that?
So we decided we didn't want to decide on a specific charity just yet, because there's a lot of them out there, and everybody's saying that they want to help, you know, people that are struggling in the season and so forth. So we want to research that a little bit more, but we all agree that we want every sale of the downloads to, or the net profit from those downloads to go, because there's some costs, you know, with maintaining the website and hosting and so forth, but it's very minimal. But anything above that will go to, will be donated to charities.
Bob Stamper, guitarist and songwriter of Kentucky as One. Bob, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Wendy, for having me.